This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Do you know what Idaho Hobbit means?
Nope.
You don't know what Idaho Hobbit means?
I do, but I don't know the acronym.
Do you know what Idaho Hobbit means?
No.
What do you think it means?
I've seen it on a sign in Melton.
I know it's like something that the Commonwealth Bank promote.
Do you know what Idaho Hobbit means?
No, I've never heard of it.
Do you know what Idaho Hobbit means?
Yes.
What does it mean?
International Day of... I can't ever get it right. Homophobia, something phobia, biphobia, inter...
So what letters did you miss?
All of them. It's a complicated
one. That's a hell of an acronym.
Do you know what Idaho Hobbit means?
I thought it was pancake related, but I think I'm wrong.
Actually, no idea, to be honest with you. I mean, hobbits, maybe. Hobbits, maybe? Lord of the Rings? No, not at all, honestly.
Yeah, Idaho Day, yeah. So it started off as Idaho, and it's been around for quite a while, and then it became all the other bits, and that's been around for a couple of years. I've always known it as Idaho Day, because it was Idaho Day for a long time before it was called anything else.
And this gives me every time. It was added at the, like, a later date, and so I remember the original version, and it's that one that trips me up, because it's an ism, not a phobia, even though they are fluid terms that mean the same thing.
That's a lot of acronyms. I had heard of that. But I didn't know what the acronym fully stood for.
For a long time in Germany, May 17 had been unofficially labelled as a sort of gay day. Written in the date format 17-5, it had a natural affinity with Penal Code 175, the rule dealing with homosexuals who are called 175ers. In 2004, the concept of having May 17th mean something more was thrown around after a year-long campaign culminating in the first International Day Against Homophobia in 2005. Idaho was born. An International Day Against Homophobia, and organisations around the world signed an appeal to support the Idaho initiative. But over time, we needed to acknowledge that the term homophobia didn't fill in the diverse mould that encapsulated other parts of our communities and created stigma and erasure for those marginalised. So in 2009, transphobia was added to the name of the campaign, which evolved into Idaho Hot. That year's primary focus worldwide was the transphobia many experienced, and on the eve of May 17, 2009, France became the first country in the world to officially remove transgender issues from a list of mental illnesses. And, as with many movements within our communities, biphobia and intersexism were soon added, and we now have the acronym IDAHOBBIT on May 17th. While it's our diversity that makes our community stronger, on a day like today, it is so important to acknowledge those marginalised in our communities that are often left behind. Today is more than just about having rainbow cake in the office or putting up a rainbow flag. It's a day of learning, a day to understand, a day to listen, and a day to acknowledge.
My workplace is. They're throwing on, as they call it, a celebration in link with the mental health part of the hospital, because homosexuality is obviously a mental health problem. So I think they've gone about it the wrong way. And all the people they've invited to this so-called party where they're offering rainbow cake is essentially no one that's gay. And I'm terribly not impressed, because obviously the workforce doesn't actually know who their homosexual workbase is and how to go about something in a respectful manner. The way other people deal with clients and patients that happen to identify as LGBTI, whatever they come under, people are very phobic. They just aren't exposed to it. They don't know how to deal with it. They don't know medical management of a lot of these issues.
I haven't heard of the day, no, but I think they help quite a lot, and I think they're absolutely needed. Like, I'm doing a certificate in youth work, and this isn't something we really talk about, which honestly quite upsets me, because they'll talk about just a numerous amount of things, you know, like Islamophobia, homelessness, and it's never brought up. The whole point is, like, we're meant to be like, what does a community need? Let's do a project on that. And not a single person has brought up transphobia, homophobia, biphobia, nothing like that. But I think it's very important.
I've only ever seen it, you know, like on the internet referring to America. I didn't realize it was global. Oh, there was, yeah, it was Idaho originally, wasn't it? Yeah. I think with a lot of how we use language, especially in queer spaces, is very much like, it's like a multiple choice marking thing, because like since language is such a easy thing to mark, we often quibble over it a lot. Even though it is really important and it does shape the way people think, I think we maybe emphasize that more than the kind of critical thinking and structural things that underlie it, because it is just easy to police rather than actually being maybe the hill we need to die on. But that isn't to allied that there are really important issues around how we use language and stuff like that. Because it started as a very local thing, I think, that was specific to a certain place. And it made sense as a pun for that particular place. That's the very surface detail I know of the event.
I think there's some awareness, but it really depends who you're talking to and what section of society. I mean, I think younger people, I think, maybe have a better idea in the broader community, but as you go into older generations and maybe more isolated communities in rural areas, for example, maybe there's more need for an expansion of awareness in those areas.
They never have any of that in Queensland, not on the Gold Coast. I think because Victoria is so much a lot more accepting about that kind of stuff, and Sydney to some degree. But beyond that, the rest of Australia isn't really.
I know that my niece just ballooned the Faulkner Police Station for it. Rainbow ballooned the Faulkner Police Station wall for it. She basically did it to represent equality and, like, the fact that she's part of the community and she's only just about to go into high school. You know, it was really important to her that her primary school did that. And it was good representation for her, and she made sure that she was one of the people in her school that went and did that, because only 30 students, I think, or 60 students got to go out and do it. So
it's tricky. I think, well, at least in my workplace, we don't have any non-binary person or transgender person, right? So, I mean, as a cisgender person, but also queer, I have the impression that it would be a welcoming place for them, but also, like, as I said, I'm cisgender and can't really, like, assess that in a proper way. But I know it is an issue in other places, so I'm quite privileged to be working in academia. But even in academia, it happens. I know, for instance, in other STEM areas, like engineering is still a thing. But I think the main issue is, like, visibility. Sometimes it's like you feel like you're the only one there, you're the only queer person there.
IdaHobbit is a day which mobilises communities to raise awareness of the violence, discrimination and repression of LGBTI communities around the world. It also gives these communities an opportunity to stand up and take action, engaging on a bigger level with the wider society of what it means to be an ally to our communities and to reach out to those in need of greater support. This is a global movement, which is acknowledged in over 130 countries, including 37 countries where same-sex acts are still illegal and members of the LGBTIQ community face acts of violence, discrimination, and hostility. Sure, it's a day to celebrate how far we've come, but there is still a lot more work to do, not just here at home, but around the rest of the world as well.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.